and I'd like to formally welcome you and thank you for spending some of your evening with us tonight. Tonight, we're going to provide you some updated information on some things that are happening at corporate. Before we do that, I'd like to introduce you to one of the greatest sales trainers in the United States. And yes, I'm a little biased because she happens to be my wife of over 35 years. But really, she's great at what she does. Carlin, are you there?
I am, Stefan.
All right, take it away. Give us a golden nugget tonight.
Tonight's golden nugget, we're going to do it real light. Keep it easy going. It's a nice summer evening. So I hope you have a little bit of fun with this. I want to talk to you about when you're leaving messages. First of all, I am also going to throw an identification message when you call your corporate offices as well. But when leaving a message, make sure that you leave your name and your phone number in a 334 fashion. And I always like to say, if you can write it down when you're saying it, then you know the other person can do exactly the same thing. And the second thing is, because when you're talking to voice messages or machines, we do also have call waiting, and that call waiting comes in the process of you saying, yeah, this is Carlin, and my phone number is 909-4 beep comes in, and you've missed two digits of the phone number. So it needs to be more like, hey, this is Carlin. When you get a chance, could you call me at 909-419-7050? Now, the next thing you would say is that number again is, so if another call waiting comes in and goes beep, it will do it in a different area of the phone number. So you say it again. And then you can have a little fun bouncing some numbers like this. 909-419-7050. So you can play with your number twice if you'd like to in two different ways. And remember to, when you're calling machines, talk to the machine and build a rapport or relationship just as if you were speaking to the person. I know it's really difficult when we call machines and they say, you've reached 909-419-705. It's really tough because you don't know if you really got the right person that you're supposed to be talking to. So in talking to machines, there's a couple things you want to do. When calling somebody at work, if you're calling somebody back or regarding your business, out of courtesy, don't put their job in jeopardy. So one of the things you'll do is you'll state your name and say, if I could get a quick return call, it's imperative that I speak with you. And you don't have to say what this is regarding. You see, it's just important. And when you get a message machine, definitely leave a message. That's what they're there for. And then let's identify something else. When you call somebody or they call you, we grew up in the day where there was no such thing as caller ID. You guys could be missing a lot of valuable calls. Pick up the call. If it's somebody you don't want to talk to or don't have time, say, hey, let me get back to you, or can I call you back, or I'm sorry, this is not a good time. But do pick up the phone. Don't screen your calls to the point of thinking if it's somebody or a number I don't recognize. Private numbers or block numbers, there's reasons for some of the things that happen, but you can always say you're not wanting to talk. Now, if you need some of those little tidbit tricks, I'd love to share some of those with you because they're a lot of fun. But let me say this before I give you some of the fun tips. When you speak to somebody or call corporate, make sure when you're calling your corporate offices that you're always checking and making sure you get the name of the person you're talking to. That's very important. Make sure that you jot down your date, your time, and kind of what the incident was about so you always have a point of reference, because most companies are doing that at their end, but you should do it too so that when you speak to somebody, you can say, is so-and-so there? They're familiar with what you're going through. Or when you're talking to a supervisor, you can say, I spoke with so-and-so on this date. And that really gives you the slight edge of really realizing your business. So take notes. Don't be a stranger to answering machines. I'm going to share one of my favorite tips with you. I kind of laugh because there's all kinds of ways to get people to also call you back. So I'm going to teach you a trick tonight that's really kind of fun. When you call and you're wondering if you're going to get somebody back or you want to get a return call, here is how you do it. First of all, if you get somebody you don't want to speak to and they're not getting the message that you need to hang up the phone, simply grab a fun little bag right near yourself and just tell them that you're starting. gosh, I don't know what's and that works really good. Just crinkling your bag and making a little bit of noise, and go ahead and disconnect your number if you cannot get that person off the phone. So caller ID is not the most fun you could be having with your phone, okay? That's one fun tidbit. Here's my next one for getting most of the calls. People say, how do you get a return call back? How is it people call you back so quickly? Well, here's what's fun. Let me just leave a message for Stefan, and I'll show you what that sounds like. And the secret is using your mute button in the middle of a conversation or the middle of what you're saying. And when you do this, you normally will always get 97% callbacks I get on this. And that's to get your return calls. It kind of works like this. I go, hey, Stefan, this is Carlin. It's important that you give me a call back. Call me on my direct line at 909-419-7050. Again, that's 909-419-7050. It's important that you call me because I'm... So what really happens is I just hit the mute button, then I gently hang up my phone. They're going to call back because I left a level of excitement as to what I wanted to talk to them about. And so he's going to call back and says, I don't know if you know this, but your phone cut you off. Okay? If you learn to master your craft or master your phone, you can have a lot of fun with dropping messages, making messages, calling people, and getting return calls back. I have a lot of fun, and doing three-way calls are absolutely a blast. And there's a lot more fun tidbits and tips that I can share with you. You're free to get a lot of what we do record and place on the team website. Please feel free to go check out what we have there. Look up some of my K-tips. They're a lot of fun. And your phone, doing phone work, they say weighs a ton, but if you make it fun, you'll always want to have fun doing it. And a website for you to go look at would simply be the http://, and then it's team, T-E-A-M, .trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, 2000. .net. I hope you have some fun with the calls. I hope you have fun with learning to make new friends and build rapport and relationships. Don't let the phone scare you from doing what you know you need to do, and that's meet new people. The next stranger could be the next best friend you come across. Thanks so much, Stefan. With that, I'll turn it back over to you tonight.
Carlin, as always, terrific, terrific information. But I must say, the sound effects at one point did give me almost started. When you used the mute button and I wasn't aware of what you were doing, I thought, oh my gosh, we lost the whole call.
So it works.
You know, I'm glad you came back, and sound effects and everything. Wow, what a training.
Well, Stefan, we hope we have a nice clear call and you're able to get more of what we want to share tonight.
Yeah, great sound effects. I love it. Thank you so much.